Christine, can you do a Kaitak because Vincent's not with us? Thank you.
No problem. The Kaitak Task Force had its meeting on the 8th of September, and three topics were discussed. The first one is about the Government Flying Surface Kaitak Division. The CDD and GFS actually consulted the task force, and they would like to have views on the preliminary design of its proposed GFS surface at the ex-Kaitak runway tip under a co-location arrangement. At the meeting, members questioned if the selected site would be the only one and is the most suitable one for this use. They opined that the site was a prominent location and wonder if other sites are the reasons for not choosing other sites. They will also members would also like to know whether the selection of the site fulfills with the HPP harbour planning principles and guidelines. Members were also concerned about the noise impact brought about by the selection of the site and also its impact on the Kaitak Fantasy and other planning that are ongoing in Kaitak area. But in conclusion, members would be welcomed to be given more information about the project before they further deliberate on its merits. Indeed, subsequent to the meeting, an informal session was arranged, and subsequently the team would come back to the task force at its next meeting on the 1st of November to further discuss with members on the issue. The second issue that was discussed at the Kaitak Task Force was a feasibility study on cycle track network in the entire development area. Kaitak Office and LCSC together briefed members on the recommendations of its feasibility study, which included the recommended alignment, ancillary facilities, implementation strategy, and also proposed operation management framework, as well as pilot scheme to be implemented. Members were generally supportive of the proposal to set up a shared use cycle track network in the area in general. They acknowledged that there will be challenges, especially in when they would be putting into conflict different users on the promenade, but they also see that this is an opportunity to educate not just the frontline staff but also the user of our existing promenade and public areas. Members inquired if there would be plans to include any short-term commuting as part of the objectives of the cycle, and also recall that some members had deliberations on the use of the term Greenway to name the project. So the project team noted the support given by members and agreed that they would further consider the views when they take forward the project. And the last topic that was discussed at the task force was by EKEO. They briefed members on the Kwun Tong Action Area Planning and Engineering Study. So the study actually touched on both the water bodies as well as the land side area. So on the water side, some members view that designating part of the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter for exclusive mooring of non-PVs might have excluded PVs from using the Kaitak Typhoon Shelter. And some members opine that the needs of PV should be given due consideration. On the land side, members were particularly concerned about the increase in the size of the proposed at-grade public transport interchange and would like to EKEO to further discuss with TD to see whether the configuration and size could be fine-tuned, as well as the provision of possible beverages facilities. So in the response to the extensive comments provided by members, EKEO would further discuss with fellow respective departments and to see how they would they could further refine the study on this action area. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Christy on that? On Kaitak? Please, Paul.
Yeah, the issue is this cycle track network. What we need in Kaitak is a cycle route network, not a cycle track network. Tracks are specific pieces of hardware, where what we need is cycle routes. And despite continuous reminders that this definition of cycle track work is counterproductive, we continue to use the cycle track network. So my question to the harbour unit is, when are we going to change this approach? Cycle route network also allows cycling through housing estates. Also identifies where we're going to cycle through the sports stadium area. It also identifies where the parking facilities are and so on. And I think that we have to move away from the track network. The second point with that, and I'm glad that somewhat has been picked up, we've got to get rid of this suggestion that there is going to be a greenway. A shared use of public parks by cyclists is basically cycling access in a pedestrian priority area, and I think that's got to be very clearly defined as such, and there should be I know that government will be extremely inclined to identify those routes through the park with different colors, different materials, and so on. The danger with that is that you basically create a track. And once you got a track, the cyclist on the track says, this is mine, not yours. And then conflict arises. So it's extremely important that shared use is shared use. It's a footpath. It looks like a footpath. It feels like a footpath. That's exactly what London has done. And then cyclists are allowed to use that footpath. They're in a pedestrian priority area, and they're fully aware that they are. They welcome in that area as long as they don't go faster than 5 km/h. So I think the approach to this government has to really try to get rid of the old-fashioned approach to and be track-minded. We've got to get route-minded, and we've got to get shared-use-minded. And if it's shared-use in a pedestrian priority area, it's got to be very clearly identified as such. So I'm very aware that this can still go off the track. If you get this wrong in Kwun Tong, then we get this wrong, then it's going to hurt us for a long time around the harbour. So I hope we can have great sensitivity to the suggestions that I've just made and what we can learn from allowing cyclists in parks in London.
Okay. Can we make sure those comments are passed to Vincent? Thank you very much. Thank you. Drawn to his attention. Thank you very much.